This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome back to a brand new season, not just episode, season of the 1912 Exiles podcast. I am your very brief host for today, Jack from weareexiles.net. So what are we going to do? We're going to mess about no longer than we need to, and we're going to pitch as quickly as we can the clip sent in to us by Stuart, aka Blairinho, from his match report at Accrington Stanley from our less stellar 3-0 start. But are there glimpses of hope in what we desperately hope is not a relegation battle season? More to come with panellists aplenty when they return from their August holidays. Until then, let's enjoy the dulcet Scottish tones of Stuart. Let's hear what he had to say about the game and more.
Okay, it's taken us a long time to get here. Probably about just under 6 hours, which is a bit crazy, but we're here. We're in the social club. It's really, really nice. You've got a view of the pitch on all sides. There's a nice big bar, lots of tables, really lively atmosphere, really excellent. I'm really impressed so far. I'm here with Fraser, my son, who's just annihilated J2O in about 10 seconds. How are you feeling about the game today, Fraser?
I'm feeling a bit slightly apprehensive, because I know Cheltenham was good, but I feel like I can't ignore the poor form in pre-season. But I'm not complete doom and gloom, because I think it'll be 0-0.
Excellent. Okay, well, my prediction is a draw as well, 1-1 probably. We're looking forward to seeing the team lineups come out quite soon. We're both expecting the kind of normal 5-3-2 Coughlin lineup, but we'll see what happens when it gets released in about 15 minutes. Okay, so the lineups are out. We've got an unchanged team from the Cheltenham game. We've got Nick in goal, Lewis and McLaughlin at wing-back, Delaney, Clark, the team sheet's got Drysdale on it, but I'm assuming that's a typo. We've got Jameson, the other centre-back. Then we've got Morris and Benno, probably the two holding midfielders, with Wildig just behind the front two of Palmer, Holden and Evans. So a pretty good lineup, the lineup that I predicted in my group chat. Fraser, are you okay with that?
Yeah, it seems like the sort of same lineup that we're going to start most of the season with now.
Yeah, it looks like it's a pretty standard Coughlin lineup, so fingers crossed. A sloppy goal for Accrington there, really just poor defending, just cut us open. And I don't think Townsend covered himself in glory. Now, half time, a goal down. Two good, really good chances, one early on, and then one cleared off the line near the end from a header. Weird game. First 20 minutes, we looked pretty good, and then they scored a goal, and then we just went to pieces and started lumping it up the park. It's a strange half. Fraser, what do you think?
I have to agree. I think the goal just killed us. We just looked really sloppy and not really have any shape.
Okay, so hopefully the second half there'll be an improvement. Maybe bring the mountain goat on, maybe. SC. Well, it's 3-0 at the end. Really disappointing result. Flattered Accrington, I thought. They just were really clinical, took the chances. We had a good spell in the first half, a good spell in the second half, but sloppy defending. I think there's a core of a good team here, but it just needs a bit of work. And we need some better strikers, I think, including Bogle. Well, it's 10 o'clock. It's been a very long day. Back in Newport, finally, back at Morrison's in the car. We left at 8 this morning, so it's been a long day. It was that 14 hours. It's long enough. Overall, a decent performance. Obviously a bad result, but I think we just made too many stupid defensive mistakes. Finishing was poor. Should have scored at the very least two. We hit the post. We had one cleared off the line. Hopefully, with a bit of time, the defence will gel a bit. Hopefully, Coughlin can work his magic on the defenders like he did with Farke and Drysdale last season. I think from man of match, I've gone for Nick. I think he made some good saves, kept the scoreline more respectable. Would be you, Fraser?
I think I'd have to agree there. Yeah. I think he kept us in the game, and it just shows you how good he was, that he was man of the match even when he still conceded three.
Yeah, that's a good point. Excellent, yeah. And then I think from a tactical perspective, I thought the left-hand side of the defence looked a bit shaky. I think Jameson looked a little bit out at sea at times. Looks decent on the ball, but I think there's a bit of work to be done on him. I think the Mountain Goat could be a good option instead of Bennett. I think he looked a little bit slow at times. The way that Morris moved from kind of holding role to more of an attacking role, I think there was a little hint of kind of labody about him, where he was getting really advanced and putting pressure on their defensive midfielders. I like that. I think there's a bit of hope there. I'm not totally convinced by McLaughlin at right back. I think he's more of a midfielder, so that could be an area that we could strengthen. But overall, I'm not overly depressed. I think Twitter's probably going mad at the moment, but I think I'll give it a rest tonight. Positives, I think Accrington Stanley were really positive, really nice club, friendly. Everyone spoke to you when you're walking through the club and stuff. They had great facilities, a fantastic bar right at the ground. I'd recommend anybody visit there, hopefully next season if we're still in League 2. The county fans were great today, made great noise, really good atmosphere. Steak and pepper pie was fantastic, as everybody who knows me knows I like a pie. Fraser enjoyed it as well, I think. Negatives are the tactically long balls. I think the pass percentage was really low, 40-odd%. We just need to pass the ball a bit more. Long balls aren't really working for me. Traffic was horrendous today, which made the journey much, much longer. And then the major negative was the toilet on the bus was absolutely horrific, and it ruined the journey back. There's thankfully one of the ladies on the bus today, a freshener, so that kind of took the edge off it slightly. But we're both knackered, so we're going to sign off and go to our beds because we're exhausted, and roll on Tuesday for the cup, and hopefully a big cup run and some money that we need. So good night, everybody, and up the county. Good night, Fraser.
Good night.
Cheers, bye.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.